Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another Cosmic Circus review. My name is Vin. With me, as always, is John.
Hello.
And today we are previewing Sundance. Please remember to like, subscribe, and follow, and check us out in audio and video forms. John, why don't you tell us a little bit about what is Sundance? How many times have you been to Sundance? Why is it cool? What are we doing?
Okay, the Cosmic Circus is actually going to Sundance. So very exciting. This is our first year. It's not my first year, but it is the Cosmic Circus first year. I have gone three times. I've gone three times, as you know. I haven't gone in person because I'm disabled, and going to Utah and all that weather probably would be a nightmare for me. But I have done the online portion since the pandemic. And the one thing that I want to say is that I adore Sundance for keeping the virtual option alive. They are one of the few remaining festivals that are still inclusive for people like me with disabilities, and those that have challenges to go to Sundance. And because of this, 3 or 4 years after the pandemic, I'm still able to cover it.
I mean, I think there's something, of course, you want to encourage the in-person festival as much as you can because it's all about going to the cinema. But I think you have an absolute, I think you're absolutely right. There's critics all around the world or around the US or something who they would not be able to cover this at all, right? So this gives them a great opportunity. But of course, there's limits and there has to be trust and restrictions because you don't want stuff to just be online immediately, like leaked, right?
You want to encourage in person, but at the same time, you're also leaving a lot of people behind if you do that, because I would ne not in a million years could I afford to go to Sundance. Not in a million years would I possibly survive a trip to Sundance. Something that a lot of people don't know. The airline industry is very, very terrible to disabled people. They frequently break motorized wheelchairs. And even recently, the Department of Transportation fined them $50 million for the amount of wheelchair transports that they broke. Like, it is a common thing among the airline.
My God. So like your wheelchair, they could actually, there's a possibility they would actually it'd be
They
terrible.
broke my wheelchair. It's happened. It's
Oh my God.
right before the pandemic. I went to New York and they broke the chair.
My
So
God.
it is a very difficult trek for most people in my condition
Yeah,
to make
well.
this trip. So the fact that they leave this option open, it's very inclusive, and I hope
Yeah.
they keep it. I hope they keep going for years.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Do you know how long has Sundance been going for? Do you know how many years they've done it?
I don't know.
Oh, I want to check.
But I know it's been like as long as I can remember.
Started in 1978.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So
It
I know
was
it's still.
originally the Utah US Film Festival. My gosh. Wow.
I mean, it may not stay in Utah, by the way. It's
I heard about
probably
that.
going to Cincinnati.
How do you feel about
I've never been to Utah, so I don't have any feelings about it.
that?
Yeah. Doesn't really hurt my feelings. I'm sure it hurts a lot of other people's feelings, but it doesn't hurt mine.
I also want to mention while I'm on Wikipedia, it's the largest independent film festival in the United States. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. It takes place every January in Utah, a showcase for new work from American and international independent filmmakers. So that's cool. And I think that's a key reason why we're so excited to cover Sundance, because this is like, it's the beginning of the new year. Like, everyone's talking about the Oscars for last year's movies. Here we are. We're looking at the future, right? We're looking at the new movies that everyone else is going to be talking about months from now,
Well,
right?
that's the incredible part, man. Like, so in the past 3 years that I've gone, like Past Lives premiered there.
Yeah.
A Real Pain was on the dramatic competition last year, and A Real Pain is up for like Academy Awards this year.
Especially for Kiernan.
And that
Kiernan.
was a year ago. That was 1 year ago that I saw it. That I saw it at Sundance. But here's the funnier thing. Some movies premiere there that never even come out. They never even come out.
That's too cool.
For example, Magazine Dreams. I saw Magazine Dreams 3 years ago.
You saw this like mythical hot
I
mess of
saw
a
it. I've seen Magazine
how
Dreams.
was it? How was it?
It's good if you don't know the context of who he is.
Which you didn't know at the time.
But now that we know, watching a man who is a toxic male,
Yeah.
be be a roid-raging psychopath
Oh my God.
for 2 hours doesn't really work well after you kind of act crazy. So,
But so this is the message, though. This is why we go to Sundance for opportunities like that, to see movies that haven't come out yet, and maybe movies that don't ever come out.
yeah,
So that's pretty
but
cool.
at the time I called it like the Robert De Niro taxi driver of like the steroid movies. Like it really was. Like I liked it at the time. It doesn't sit well now, but it's coming out in a few months. But that's what I mean. Like movies come out here that may or may not ever see the light of day sometimes. So anyway, but we're gonna break down the movies that we want to watch at
Not
Sundance.
everything, just some interesting ones that we found.
Yeah,
There's,
yeah.
do you know how many total? There's a lot this year, like over 80.
If we tried to get like the entire festival, if we tried to do that, we'd be here for a while. It would be a long time. So we just like picked out a few that we liked that well that look like they might be good. Yeah.
So, just to make it clear, so the Sundance this year takes place from January 23rd to February 2nd, and then there's an online press portion from January 29th to February 2nd.
And that's what I'm doing. I'm doing the 29th and the 2nd.
That's right.
To anyone that's press watching this, just because the online portion is the only thing you can access at the festival, you still got the option to reach out to PR and probably get a few more titles that are not online. You can always ask, and the worst thing they can say is no. So anyway, like last year, Girl State, the sequel to Boy State, I got that, and that was not on the online portion. So anyway, you ready to
All right,
roll?
let's get into some of them. So I picked just three. I mean, there's a lot that I was interested in. I think my whole list is like 15 just from the online portion. But I just picked three just to focus on, I think. The first one I want to mention is Bubble and Squeak. This is with Hamish Patel and Sarah Goldberg, Steven Yeun, Dave Franco, Matt Berry. Wow, the cast is incredible. Directed and written by Evan Twohey. I've never heard of him. Have you heard of him, John?
I am not, but this is on my list also, like because I mean, dude, that's a stacked
That's a
cast.
stacked
It's a
cast.
stacked cast.
It looks like it's his debut feature, but just with a cast like that, some kind of comedy, some kind of drama, something about Europe. I have no idea, but okay, I'm here for it. Yeah.
And now Mitch Patel as the lead. Like I mean, I'm all for it, man.
Yeah, Hamish Patel and Sarah Goldberg, who I
Sarah
thought was
Goldberg.
great. I thought she was great in Barry. Even when the show didn't know what it was doing, she was always great.
I love Barry. I love Barry. I love it so much. I think it's great. I love Barry.
I like the first two seasons.
But yeah, it looks like it could be really good. There's some great comedies that typically come out of Sundance, and this has all the makings of a really good like comedy drama. So I'm excited for it.
All right, the next one I picked was The Things You Kill. This is from Turkey, directed and written by Ali Reza Katami. This one, I'm really not sure a lot about this, but it seems like it was a really heavy drama focusing on this part of the world. Something about vengeance and a university professor. And I'm really interested in Turkish culture. So I don't know what to expect, but I think this one could be really cool also.
It
And
does look good. It does look good. Like that's one of the few titles that stuck
think.
out in my mind. It's in the world of competition, right?
Yeah, that's right. The World C Cinema Dramatic Competition. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was one of the few that I was like, ooh, I mean, Professor Vengeance. I mean, just right there, I'm like, okay,
And of course,
you're
getting
coming.
into like the complicated cultural divisions and things. So
Right, absolutely.
I don't know, but the I think it'll be good. And then my last one I picked was Serious People, directed and written and starring Pascal Gutierrez, also directed and written by Ben Millencolin. Again, I'm not too sure about this one either, but there's a music video director and he's expecting a child. And
Yeah.
what gets weird with this one, I don't know if it's a spoiler because it's in the description, but he gets busy with his life, so he needs some kind of doppelganger. So he gets like some kind of body double to pretend to be him while he can go do other things with his life. So the idea is a little bit silly, but I'm interested in that. So.
I'm not gonna lie, I might need to double check that one now. I didn't know that. That was not on my RSVP, so I'm gonna go probably go add that now. That's interesting. That's very
Because
interesting.
like we all struggle with work-life balance, right? So he's like, I can't do both. So he finds a guy who looks like him, and he's like, you do this stuff and I'll do this stuff.
That's
And
great.
of course that's never going to go well, but
No.
I'm always excited to see them try. Okay, so those were the three I picked. I also had a short list of some other ones I'll just name quickly. Twin List, Pain Cloud, Sauna, Obex, By Design. You can look at some of those later. I think John will talk about By Design also, but there's a
Yeah.
lot of weird stuff that like with Fantastic Fest, like you have no idea what's going to be good or not until you just sit down to watch the movie,
That's
right?
honestly the best part about festivals is you walk in and you don't know what you're gonna get, and I love that. Because like you don't watch any previews, you don't have any like knowledge, you just walk in and you're like, okay, movie, you show me what you got. And
Show me what you
then
got.
show me what you got. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. But yeah, it's pretty cool.
right, John, take it away.
On my list, but for, well, first before I, talk about my list, viewers, send some wishes to Vin and tell him to get well because he's gonna, yeah, just saying, he's had a rough week. He's a little sick at the
I'm
moment.
a little sick. My
Yeah,
cough is
I'm
nothing
sick.
compared to what you have to deal with. Don't worry.
I'm just saying, everybody tell Vin to get better.
Thank you.
My first title is Spring Dreams. This stars Joel Edgerton and Felicity Jones.
And Terry Condon and William H. Macy.
I mean, when you got the Macy in it, you know it's going to work
Yeah.
out,
By the
right?
way, Terry Condon, she's in Skeleton Crew. It's a good show.
Indeed. I know it's a period. I know it's a period drama, I think. And my father, he passed this year. He was a train conductor, and that was one of the main things that kind of stood out to me. I'm like, man, I have to watch this. I have to know what I just my spirit is calling me to this title. And Joel Edgerton is a great actor, so is Felicity Jones. It's got a great cast to draw. Like, I mean, it seems like it's got a very promising setup, and I'm very excited for this.
I just want to mention Train Dreams, written and directed by Clint Bentley, also written with Greg Quaidar.
Thank you.
The next one is By Design for the United States, written and directed by Amanda Kramer and starring Juliette Lewis.
Yeah, By Design. So By Design, it's the premise that get that got like, I guess
Go on.
there it's not like there's not much detail there, but it is about a woman who switches like as a Freaky Friday thing with a table chair. She becomes a table chair. Guys, that's all we need. That's all we need to know. That's all we need to
second part,
know.
the second part, I think, is the best punchline. So a woman swaps bodies with a chair, and everyone likes her better as a chair. Have no idea what to expect from this one, but what an idea.
It's I gotta watch it. I gotta watch it. I need to know what's gonna happen with this. And it stars Juliette Lewis. She's always terrific, kind of like. She's also in that TV show.
Yellow Jackets?
Yes, Yellow Jackets.
Okay.
I love Yellow Jackets. I love that show so much. It's so amazingly weird. This show, seeing this movie, also sounds amazingly weird. So I'm all for it. My next title is called "Endless Cookie," and
This is from
it is.
Canada, written and directed by Seth Scriber and Peter Scriber. Go
Yeah,
on.
so I'm a big fan of what crazy ideas.
I'll
I
tell you,
think,
I'm a big fan of this director's picture.
yeah, right.
Honestly.
So it is a documentary all through animation, and the premise sounds kind of sci-fi.
It's an animated documentary about time travel.
Two half-brothers, one indigenous, one white, embark on a journey through time and place, not even time and space, time and place. They travel from their remote home in Sharmatawa to the vibrant urban landscape of the 1980s. So it is a documentary, it's an animated movie, and it's got a sci-fi premise. What in the world? I have to know what's going on. Sounds very weird from Canada. I like weird things. I think the Cosmic Circus likes weird things. So we're gonna go for it. We're going all in on that one. My next title is Luz. It's from Hong Kong, China.
Hong Kong, China. Written and directed by Flora Lau.
It sounds like a very interesting premise about people looking for their family in a virtual reality space. And some of the photographs that I found on Sundance, it looks very cool.
The neon is really cool in this one.
Yeah, the neon looks very cool. I get very excited for like movies that play with light. I'm a big fan of light. Like that's one of my favorite things in movies is like
Lighting, yeah.
just a cinematographer that can like really make a film pop. The light, I love. I just love it so much. My fourth title is Bo and Yang. Bo and Yang, I love him so much. He's my favorite cast member of SNL right now. And he's got a movie there called The Wedding Banquet, which is about a gay man who I think it said that he was getting like he makes a deal with his gay friend to be a sperm donor. Is that correct?
IVF.
Yeah, there's like he makes a deal with his friend to be a sperm donor, and I guess they pretend to be married or something. Well, not married, but like engaged. And people think it's so serious that the family makes a wedding banquet for.
This sounds fun, actually.
This actually could be the farewell of this year. It could be the farewell of this year. And I'm very excited for it.
So this is The Wedding Banquet, written and directed by Andrew Ahn, and also written by James Shamus, starring Bowen Yang, Lily Gladstone, Kelly Marie Tran.
Dude, like 100%, I'm in. Like, so to be clear, the wedding banquet is only offered in person. The previous four were online. This one's in person, and the next two that I got are also in person.
And I just one more thing on The Wedding Banquet. I think it's a remake of a 1993 movie from Ang Lee. Do you know about this?
I don't, but
So The Wedding Banquet is a 1993 movie from Ang Lee with the same writer, James Shamus. So that the writer from the 1993 movie is coming back for the remake, I guess.
wow.
Or he's credited at least. So that's really interesting.
My dude, the more you know. I had no idea. I had no idea about that. The next film I got, and we're almost done with our list. Then there's like a this could be really terrible or really good. It is called If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You.
If I had legs, I'd kick you too.
I feel you, bro. I feel you. I don't
Anyway.
remember the plot, but what I do remember is that it stars Rose Byrne and A$AP Rocky
And
and Conan O'Brien.
what?
Yeah. Okay, so I got a confession to make. I got a confession to make. I adore Conan O'Brien.
Me
I adore
too.
him.
Me
I
too.
watch Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on YouTube constantly when I'm going down. I turn it on. I'm always in belly laughter. I adore every hair on that red-headed man. I love him so much.
Every wonderful swoopy hair.
Yeah, he's just one of the funniest people out there. I think he's like as quick as Robin Williams is. Like he's just so fast-witted with his comedy. So I love Conan O'Brien, and because of that, I'm all in on this one. I gotta watch it.
Directed and written by Mary Bronstein. Okay.
Man, Bronson.
Last one is called Rabbit Trap. It's from the UK. Written and directed by Vern Chaney, starring Dev Patel.
Yes, so this was my last entry for the video. Rabbit Trap, it is about two musicians that go out to like a remote location to work on an album, and they pick up weird noises in their audio. Dude, I'm just like I gotta know. I mean, I love Dev Patel. I dig his like genre turn as a actor. Like he's done two action films and now he's in a horror film. Like, dude, I'm excited.
This sounds really good. It looks really good too.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to watch it, but I'm excited for it. I'm gonna try. But even beyond this, guys, there is a ton of films out there over Sundance. Like, there's another one called Jumpa that's got
Olivia Colman and John Lithgow.
that like movies like that. So yeah, it's got they have like many offerings this year that it's a stop Sundance. I don't know how I'm going to watch as much as I have reserved. Like I reserved like Lizzie, don't chastise me. I reserved like $30.
What's wrong with that? Why not 16?
Five days, man. Yeah, there's this now. I'm going to have to whittle it down. But I reserved 30 titles. But I will tell you this: the first year I did Sundance, I watched 36 movies.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
And
I
how many
did.
days? And how many days?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
Like a
I
week?
don't.
Wow.
It was. So it's possible. Your brain's gonna fry when it's over, but it's possible. So anyway,
I
yeah,
have
that's
so
all there
many
is.
questions. I'm
It's just like we could have talked in private about it. You have this like you have this element of FOMO, when you're at a festival,
Sure.
because there's so many good films at Sundance. And we barely we didn't even like we didn't even really go into the midnight category, which some of the best films of the year come out at midnight. Like I saw the TV Glow came out last year. Like Blair Witch came out at midnight like many years ago. It's just the FOMO is unreal every time I go to Sundance. So you try to watch as many things as you can before you wrap it up.
But I have to ask honestly though, are there a lot of duds? Are there a lot of movies that like you're excited for and it doesn't live up to your expectations?
I will say that at Sundance that I get it is less out of all the festivals that I've gone to, Sundance is the one that is the most consistent in what they offer. Like
In a good way, in a good way.
yeah, like
Okay,
it is less common to watch something and feel like you want to punch yourself in the face when you watch it, which can happen at various festivals. And because like you just don't know what you're gonna get sometimes. But yeah, I would say Sundance is the most consistent in quality.
Great, 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 great. Anyways, guys, so if you're interested in Sundance, check it out. Maybe someday you can also figure out some online ticket, or you can also maybe even go in person when they in Utah or Cincinnati or Boulder or something.
Well, to be clear, you actually can people at home, you can go on Sundance during the festival, make an account, and actually, if it's not sold out online, you can buy a ticket and watch the film. You can. It's $35 a movie, but the option is there if you wanted to watch some movies at home. So,
$35 to watch it at home.
yeah, 35. Well, I mean, like
But it's early. You're watching it like really early before anyone
a year before it comes out, typically, and on top of that. Think about the cost it would be to go to the festival, to buy the tickets to go there and to get a plane ticket. $35 to sit on your couch and watch something that you don't
Not
have to
bad.
go all the way to Utah for. I think it's fair. I do think it's fair.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for watching. If you thought our Sundance preview was helpful, be sure to like, subscribe, leave a comment below. If please give a big thank you to John for all his info and knowledge, because John has been doing Sundance for like 3 years now,
Three or four
right?
years, yeah.
3, 4 years. What are you looking forward to the festival? Let us know in the comments. We're really excited to hear from you because there's so much stuff that we haven't even. There's so much at Sundance, and they all look really good. And Ben, you can find me on Twitter, Blue Sky, Ben Wrightsworth.
I'm John. You can find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at John Movie Watch.
And be sure to follow thecosmiccircus.com on Blue Sky and on Twitter at MyCosmicCircus, where you can find more reviews, articles, editorials, and fans like the ones you just watched. Thanks, guys. See you next time.
Bye.